Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
One of our favorite days of the month, right?
That's right. It is Miracle Monday. This is a day, first Monday of the month. We've been, I don't know how long we've been doing this, but people seem to like it, where we invite people to call in for the first hour of the program and to talk about miracles that have either happened in their own life or the life of somebody they know, somebody close to them. So we do this as an encouragement. Tim, you've kind of characterized it as something similar to popcorn testimony night at church, sometimes on a Wednesday or a Sunday night. People will just be allowed to just stand up and talk about what God has done in their lives. This is very similar. So we're talking about something miraculous, and we don't vet these. We just allow people to call in and share, and most of the time, I think, people have been very blessed by it.
Amen. So we're going to open up the phone lines right now. If you have a miracle you'd like to share that happened in your life or somebody you know, that's the qualification here for being on the air with us. It happened in your life or somebody you know, family, friend, church member, whatever, a miracle. Sure enough, couldn't happen without the power of God, supernatural hand of God moving in somebody's life or in some situation. So if you got a story like that, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So we're going to open up the phone lines now. Here's the number to call. 888-589-8840. That's the number to call to be on the air with us to share your story. 888-589-8840. Please, we don't want to interrupt you, but also we need to be mindful of the time. We want to get as many people on as possible, so just be as concise as you can.
Yeah, don't necessarily have to, unless it affects the actual story of the miracle. You don't have to start back when you were born, you know, or
right.
Talk about everything and that's happened.
So if you have more than three so anyways in your story, you might want to reconsider how you... You know, to condense.
Just trim it a little bit.
Trim it a little bit. 888-589-8840 is our phone number. Miracle Monday here on American Family Radio. So, Ed, did you learn anything at church yesterday?
I did. Very good sermon series. Okay. Our pastor, Scooter Noland, has been teaching through the life of Elijah. And Scooter, no, he's on the AFA, American Family Association board as well. And so I've really been enjoying it. I've been actually taking notes. And
how does it feel to be, you were behind the pulpit for 20 plus years, right?
Well, you know, 18 and a half years at this last church
right.
where we pastored. But I've been in the pastorate in one form or another for over 30 years.
Okay, so for 30 years, for the most part, you've been behind the pulpit.
Yes.
And now you're in the pews.
It's awesome. Well, I'll tell you this. I miss preaching. I do. And I haven't retired from... I had someone, in fact, around the office say, how come you retired from the ministry? And I said, well, I haven't. We stepped down from the church that we'd pastored part-time for 18 and a half years and just felt it was time to do that. And but I haven't retired. And I do miss preaching, but I'll tell you what, it is really good to kind of be fed
right.
rather than... having to do the feeding,
right.
and so we're kind of regaining our strength a little bit.
And the stress level on Saturday nights greatly reduced.
You know, it's hard to tell people. You know this because you're the president of a ministry. When you're in charge of things, it's not like you just go into church and you just go,
right.
"Wow, it's a great service. I'm
right.
really getting blessed." No, I was always thinking, "Well,
right.
who's going to be doing this?
Right.
And blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, we got right after this, we got to do
right.
that." It is a strain, and but God's grace has always been sufficient.
Amen.
And
Amen.
But it's been good listening, and not having.
All right. Well, let's get to our phone calls. Miracle Monday on American Family Radio, AFR.net on the internet. Who's up first?
Well, we go to Conway, Arkansas. Brian is on the line. Brian, welcome to Miracle Monday.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What would you like to share with our listeners, Brian?
So when I was a younger man, I used to ride motorcycles, and I was on a back road here in Arkansas, and a gentleman had pulled out onto the road with a flat-bottom boat he'd just bought at a yard sale. And he didn't realize, nor did I, that there was a flat sheet of metal in the back of that boat that was loose. So I followed him for just a couple of miles. The boat hit a little bit of a bump in the road, and that metal flew up. I saw just a glint out through the my face shield, didn't know what it was, and I felt just a gentle nudge that pushed me to the left, and at the same time, my mirror collapsed on my right-hand side. I didn't know what it was. I pulled over. Well, the guy that was in front of me pulled over as well. I guess he saw the metal fly out, and when we found the piece of metal, it was about a 2-foot by 2-foot piece of steel, not quite a quarter inch thick, that obviously went right through me. And I just feel like there wasn't nothing but the hand of the Lord that saved my life that day. So it was pretty wild.
And that's what took out your mirror on the right side?
Yes. Okay. It went completely through my mirror.
Yeah, because that stuff, anytime, you know, any kind of sheet metal or anything like that can be, like you said, I mean, it can go run right through somebody. So
it would have been like a big ninja star.
Yeah, that's wow. That's one way. That's one way of putting it.
All right, brother.
Hey,
have a great day.
Thank you, Brian, for sharing that.
Thank you, Brian, from Arkansas on American Family Radio.
Saved from a 2-foot by 2-foot ninja star. That's pretty great.
That'd be a good country song right there.
Song.
Yeah. All right. Our phone number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. American Family Radio. It's Miracle Monday. Who's up next?
We go to Fort Smith, Arkansas. Helen is on the line. Helen, welcome to Miracle Monday today.
Thank you.
What would you like to share?
Well, I would like to share I went to Walmart one day and I was buying some clothes, and I had picked out a pair of pants for my son, and I noticed he told me that he liked a pair of pants that had the kind of parachute design that had the green reflectors down the side. And I thought, well, I think my baby would like that. So he was about maybe 16 then. And so my daughter lived on the lake, and her mailbox was across the street from her apartment. Well, I gave these pants to my son about 2 days before this miracle happened, and I went on home. And that evening, my daughter and my son came into her driveway, and I have a deaf grandson from her, and then I have a baby granddaughter from her. So they were getting out of the car, and Tito dashed out of the car. He wanted us deaf, and he ran across the street to check the mail, and this was late at night, about 10:30 or 11. And my daughter said, "Grab him." So she told my son that. He jumped out of the back seat of the car, ran towards my grandson to grab him, and my grandson was on the way back across the street. Well, here come this SUV, and almost hit him and my grandson. And so he didn't. My grandson somehow ended up with an arm that had broke from the impact. But the man that was driving, him and his wife were drinking, and he was driving, and he was doing about 55. But he said that when he seen those pants, he said that stopped him from accelerating, you know. So my son just ended up with some minor scratches, and then my grandson ended up with a broken arm, so he was in the emergency room in the hospital for a few days. But that miracle kept my child and my grandson from being killed, and the driver and his wife were pretty shaken from it, but that's a miracle that happened years ago.
Well, now, Helen, you said the car missed them, but when they fell, your grandson broke his arm. Did I understand that correctly?
I think he bumped the bumper with his arm on the way back somehow. I wasn't there to see it, but my daughter seen it, but my son grabbed Tito just in time from being completely demolished, I guess, by the wheel or something. But
yeah.
The man said if he hadn't seen those pants, he said he would have killed both of them.
Oh, my.
So I'm so glad. Yeah. But I just had a desire to buy the pants, and this was 3 or 4 days before the accident. And this is a miracle that God provided. Thank Him for it.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Helen. Appreciate you calling in and sharing with our listeners, okay?
Oh, I enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen. You're listening to American Family Radio on the dial or on the internet. You're listening to American Family Radio. It's a Miracle Monday. We do this once a month, the first Monday of the month, for an hour on this show. This is Today's Issues, and we let you call in and share your miracle. So the only thing we ask is you have to know about this. It either happened to you or someone you know personally, your story that you share about God's miraculous intervention into a situation in your life. You know, we, Ed, believe the Bible teaches that God still works miracles today.
Right. Yeah, and what we're asking people to do, now we don't vet these. I've mentioned that before. We just let people share what's on their heart. You know, we encourage folks to limit their discussion to things that appear to be the hand of God in their lives. And
although Lois Lerner from the IRS she's volunteered to vet the people if they want to be vetted.
Yes, so that's
no, just kidding. She's the one who pleaded the Fifth Amendment.
Yes.
She's the IRS public servant who pleaded the Fifth Amendment when Congress wanted to know, are you picking on Christian or conservative groups?
Yeah, I'm pleading the Fifth Amendment.
I'm not going to answer that question.
I'm not going to answer that question on the grounds that it could incriminate. Miracle, I could incriminate myself.
Miracle Monday it is. Here's the phone number if you want to call in and be on the program. 888-589-8840. I said 888-589-8840. Who's up now?
All right, we go to West Monroe, Louisiana. Lynn is on the line. Lynn, welcome to the program today.
Hey, Ed. How you doing?
We're doing good. What would you like to share with our listeners here on Miracle Monday?
Well, I wanted to say two things real quick. I wanted to give the Lord the praise and the glory. Thank Him for loving me and being merciful to me and to all those. And the second thing is you're my hero. You're the best one on the radio. I just love you. You're great.
You're talking about Ed?
You're not a nerd. You're not a Greek. Yeah, Ed.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's
got a geek. He's real good. He's real smart. He's good, and he's a good impersonator too.
Well, you know what? I've been on the radio for
20
years. You're the first person who's ever said that, Lynn. So thank you, very much.
You're the best. You and JJ, and I like Tim. Tim makes me laugh.
Yeah, but appreciate you calling, bro. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for those kind
you
words.
You made Ed's day.
Yeah, you did. Made my week.
Yeah.
I wanted to give the Lord a praise. It's all about Him. I'm a walking miracle. I fell on a construction job just past July 7th. It was 41 years. It's the first time I've ever been able to get in and working. And I was on a construction job. The worldly miracle is, from what we can see, I fell. When I fell, I hit an I-beam coming down. It was between 2 and 3 stories on solid concrete. Boom, boom. I was pretty hang up him. They said because I hit a high beam, I was real loose and limber, because if I was struggling, I would have broke every bone in my body and been dead. And the only reason why they found me was my foreman came to see me several months later when I was laid up in the hospital. He said the only way we found you was we saw a pool of blood coming out from under the chin. We was making a chin roof. They call it laying decking. And I was on the job a good while. I guess I just stepped in a bad spot. I don't know. But the Lord saved me and put me back together. I busted my left knee in 6 places. My right elbow was broken. My left eye was busted. And I was in and out of hospital a year and a half with surgeries. And then I had rehab before the end. And I did all the things they told me I couldn't do later, work construction again. I did this and that and the other. And anyway, the Lord just saved me and put me back together. And my song is, you remember the song, He Didn't Throw the Clay Away? He just picked up the pieces. He didn't throw the clay away.
Amen.
And I just give the Lord the praise every day. I think about it all the time. I work on my feet a lot. My knee gives way every now and then, but not much. And I've been able to live and do a lot of things and meet a lot of great people. And,
amen.
And been blessed and be blessed. So I just give the praise, and I thank you guys for
thank you. I appreciate it, Lynn. Thanks for calling, my friend.
Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Lynn calling in from West Monroe, Louisiana, with that miracle. You're listening to Miracle Monday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed. As always, we thank you for listening. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at this address, comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net is our email address. And back to the phones.
All right, we go next to Picayune, Mississippi, and Mendy is on the line. Mendy, welcome to Miracle Monday today.
Good morning, and thank you.
Well, you're sure welcome. What would you like to share, Mendy?
I enjoy listening to you guys, and I just want to say what a blessing you are in my life. And today is a miracle to me because today starts the beginning of my career as a school teacher. God has miraculously helped me. I went back to school in 2009. I will be 50 years old in December. I have health issues. My husband works out of state, and I virtually raising our two children by myself, and managed to graduate college this year.
Wow.
And to start my career today as a school teacher in Mississippi. So I'm so excited about that, and I give God the praise for that miracle in my life.
Wow, so you said you'll turn 50 in December, and you're starting your career as a rookie teacher this year, right?
Yes, sir, in an alternative environment setting.
Well, that's exciting. That's exciting. There's no age limit to starting and trying new things, so congratulations on that.
Thank you. And also, I would like to talk about another miracle that has happened to me. Once when I had a newborn baby, I was boiling bottle nipples and bottles and things to sterilize them, and I went to pick the pot of boiling water up off the stove, and it slipped and fell and hit the stove and splashed up all over my chest and neck. And at that time, I just yelled, "Jesus!" And I immediately went to the sink and started splashing cold water. The stinging went away, and the next day, you could not even tell I'd been burned.
Wow.
And so
that is a miracle.
Crazy.
Yeah, that it was boiling water?
Boiling water, yes.
Yeah, you should have been burned.
Yeah, bubbles and blisters.
Yeah, so
should have been nasty.
The next day there was nothing?
Exactly. That was a God thing.
Well, amen.
There was no redness, no pain, nothing.
Well, praise the Lord. Thanks for calling.
And
that's right. Thank you. I'll
okay.
have a blessed day.
You too.
Enjoy teaching. That'll be great for you and those kids.
Yeah, so. Mindy. Absolutely. You were a teacher, weren't you?
I taught for 3 years, junior high and high school history. Enjoyed it. Although I will say this, my first day, this was in Arizona, in Scottsdale, Arizona, teaching a class of high school juniors, and I was introducing myself, and I told them that I was from New England, and one of the juniors said, "Cool, dude, you're from Europe." And I said, "Man, I've got my work cut out for me." I said, "No, I said New England, New England." "Oh, sorry, dude."
Yeah, you realize, you know, we got to start on page one for American history right here. You're listening to Miracle Monday here on American Family Radio. Next call comes from
Marion, Ohio, and Andre is on the line. Andre, welcome to Miracle Monday.
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing great. What would you like to share with our listeners, Andre?
Well, a close personal friend of mine, his father, was diagnosed with cancer about, I don't know, 5 months ago, and it was throat cancer, and he was given a pretty severe diagnosis. They gave him 6 months to live, And it was not good. They didn't understand why he had it because, you know, he never smoked, never drank, never did anything like that. And so, anyways, he ended up getting worse and worse and worse with his, you know, got weaker and weaker. And so eventually we decided as a church we were going to have a healing service, you know, especially for him. So they actually had to carry him in. He was so weak, he couldn't walk. So three or four guys got him out of the car and they carried him into the this healing service. And we all laid hands on him and prayed. And he instantly at that moment, he started to stand up. His strength was regained and he's thinking, oh, I feel pretty good. And we had a potluck afterwards. He was helping us move chairs and set up and everything. And we thought, wow, this is a real miracle. And then about a month after that, he was totally given a clear bill of health. I guess he went into the doctor and the doctor said, we don't know what happened. We don't know why, but your cancer is totally gone. And so now he's back on the mend. And he's feeling a lot stronger and a lot better, and we just give God all the glory for that.
Well, I guess so. Praise God. That's, you know, if you've ever seen anybody who's battled with cancer, you know, and they reach that stage of that physical weakness and they, you know, don't eat much, that's in the natural anyway, that's a bad sign. So for God to bring him out from that, that is a great testimony of healing, Andre.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. Our minds were blown right when he stood up, and then, you know, we kept praying for him, and turns out, man, he got a clean bill of health shortly after that. Man, it's an incredible miracle.
Wow, that's exciting. I think this is going to be a real encouragement to our listeners to continue to pray and to believe God. So thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Andre, for sharing that.
Appreciate it, Andre.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate you.
Listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Once a month, we have what we call Miracle Mondays, the first Monday of the month. And we just let you call in and share a miracle that's happened in your life or somebody you know. So you have firsthand information about a miracle that has happened, something that can only be explained through the hand of God. God supernaturally moved to do something in your life for somebody you know. You know, American Family Radio, we believe that the Bible is the inerrant, supernaturally inspired Word of God.
Right.
And so it teaches that, the Bible teaches that God intervenes in people's lives today, has for all of history and even today. And so we give him the praise for that.
And we do want to let our listeners know that this is not a Bible class in which we talk, you know, we teach theologically about why some people get healed and some don't, those kinds of things. This is simply an opportunity for people to share what God has done in their lives so we can rejoice in those evidences of his power.
Amen. We shall return after this short time out with more of Miracle Monday here on American Family Radio. Hope this has been an encouragement to you, as it's been to us here, just hearing these stories and these testimonies. And we shall be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
Next time on Today's Issues, we'll talk with Rob Michaels, founder of Serve and Protect.
I founded Serve and Protect because it was clear that there were a lot of other issues beyond the spiritual needs that first responders were feeling.
We'll also talk with James Rosebush, author of True Reagan. And we'll be joined in the studio by Abraham Hamilton III to discuss top headlines. That's next time on Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR.
It was a time when men rebuilt the ruins and held spears, shields, and bows. With one hand, they laid bricks. With the other, they held a weapon. Jerusalem had been destroyed by enemies that moved in after Judah was taken into captivity. Nehemiah said, "You see the distress we're in? Let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach." The people said, "Let us rise up and build," and set their hands to the good work. our nation, after many years of decline, is in a state of moral destruction. The cry is going out, do you see the distress we're in? Rise up and build. To restore the moral foundations of America, an army of citizens must set their hands to a good work and be ready to fight.
The American Family Association, informing, equipping, and activating individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of American culture. AFA.net.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and Commentary next. Does Donald Trump really want to win the White House? Because right now, they're trying to do everything humanly possible to drive people away from their campaign. Take this nasty business involving the Muslim Gold Star family, the family that attacked Donald Trump at the DNC. Now, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats exploited the family, using them as political pawns. The mainstream media praised the speech. And yet the week before, they attacked Republicans for allowing the mother of a Benghazi victim to speak. There is a clear and present double standard. And Mr. Trump walked right into the trap. Just because you can respond to hateful attacks doesn't mean you should respond. Sometimes it's best to take the high road. If Donald Trump really wants to win, he needs to knock off the nonsense and get it together. The 2016 campaign is not about his ego. It's about the American people. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Welcome back to Miracle Monday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Thank you for calling and being on with us, those of you who were able to get on the air with us the last half hour. And we got a full bank of phone calls. This is very encouraging.
It is.
To everybody listening, you know, folks, just the basics, if you will. If you're a skeptic or you don't believe in God, or you don't think you believe in God, or you don't know, you know, keep listening to American Family Radio, because God is real, and He made the earth, the heavens, the universe, and He made you. And the Bible says, Ed, that God cares about every individual life. Every human life is important to God.
Right.
And if people are listening to this program and they fall into that category of they don't know what to believe, then you are accountable to what I'm telling you now, because God wants you to serve Him, and God wants you to live for Him, because you will be rewarded here on earth, but you'll be rewarded with a life everlasting. The Bible says, isn't that?
Yeah, God. I mean, we're here to get to know God as
that's
as
what the
our
Bible
Father.
Teaches. That's right. That's what Jesus said. Right.
That's right. And the Bible says that in our current state, before we came to know Him, that we were dead in our trespasses and sins, and being born again is when the Holy Spirit gives you new life and gives you now the capacity to get to know your Heavenly Father. And to, as you said, to walk with Jesus and to be His disciple, and to learn to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, we have to have a transformation to be able to do that. Otherwise, we remain dead to those kinds of spiritual things.
So if you want to know what life is about, why you're here, what it means, where you're going, it's all about God, the God of the Bible, and His relationship with you and your relationship with Him. So if you have questions on that, what's the website we encourage people to? Isn't it Need Him?
It's Need Him or Know Him.
Huh? That's the phone number? So if you want to talk to somebody about that, what I've just described, just go to, let's see, 888
Need
Him. 888 Need Him, and somebody will talk to you about what I've just said, and can explain to you what you can do to be saved, how you can have eternal life and life abundant here on earth, because that's ultimately our destiny. It's what you We want to live. We want to live here on earth, live for God, and we want to live when we die in heaven with Him for eternity. That's what the Bible says can happen if you give your life to the Lord. All right, back to the phones with Miracle Monday.
Absolutely. We go to Frankfort, Indiana, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Miracle Monday. John, you there? All right, John, last chance. You there? All right, somebody's there, but
I hear.
Yeah, inattentive to the
phone.
Hey,
John.
I just clicked off.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You clicked him off?
Yeah, well, I told him, I said, last chance.
You did give him a chance.
I did. I said, last chance, and then there was nothing there.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. Well, you got to have the last chance sometime.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
moving on.
Yes. We go now to Lubbock, Texas. Isaiah is on the line. You there, Isaiah?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you. Welcome to Miracle Monday, Isaiah. What would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, it's kind of a old thing, but I like to tell people about it. It's part of my personal testimony. Whenever I was 6 months old, I drowned and died. My mom, my sister had just came home from church camp. My mom told my brother to go put me in the bathtub and fill up the water a little bit for me. And my sister was just telling the story about how church camp went and everything. And they got into a conversation, you know, and then probably about 15, 20 minutes later, my mom told my little brother, hey, go check on Isaiah. And so I went in there, or my brother went in there to come get me, and the tub was completely overflowing. I was on the floor. Eyes rolled in the back of my head, completely blue. So my mom called the ambulance. We went up to the hospital, and you know, the doctors were telling her, you know, he's dead. You know, there's nothing we can do about it. My mom was like, please don't give up. You know, and they were like, there's literally nothing we can do. His water, his lungs are overflowing with water. You know, the doctor had x-rays of my chest. It was completely overflowing. Well, then, you know, about 11 minutes later, I was dead, you know, and you guys know after about 2 minutes of lack of oxygen to the brain, serious deformities start happening, especially with a child. So my mom prayed and prayed and was just like, look, Lord, you know, this isn't my son. This is your son. You know, please let him have a chance at life. Let him, you know, and just basically prayed over me. And then she said that as soon as she had said amen, the monitors start going off, everything, and I actually came back to life. Went in there, completely fine, completely functional, completely, you know, everything. Everything was fine with me, and I never believed my mom on this story. You know, as a kid, I was like, oh, mom, you're just trying to make it seem like I'm important or whatever, you know, and just kind of thought she was full of crap. And then whenever I was in junior high, I went to the gym to go work out. And with my mom and all my family, and the doctor that was actually there that wanted to pronounce me dead, my mom ended up running into him. And my mom went up to me and was like, hey, do you know who this is? And I was like, no, I have no idea who this is. And she was like, this is the doctor that was there the day you died. And that doctor, he just told me, he goes, I can't believe you're functioning the way you are. You do what I saw. You were dead. He goes, you were dead. I was ready to just pronounce you dead. I mean, he just kept saying, you were dead, you were dead. And I was, you know, I just felt chills go all over my body, and I was just like, man, this is crazy. And so, you know, I just wanted to get that out there and let people know that anything's possible with the power of prayer and God.
Wow, that's extraordinary. Let me ask you a question, Isaiah. Now, you were in the bathtub in the water, and you basically, when the thing overflowed, you came out of the bathtub? Is that what had happened?
Yeah, that's how long I was in there. You know, I was in there long enough to where the bathtub completely overflowed, and I had flown out of the bathtub onto the floor, you know, dead.
Wow. Well, you believe your mama from now on, don't you?
Yes. I definitely believed her after I met that doctor. I never believed it before, you know, and then after that, I believed her. I was like, wow, that's crazy, because that guy couldn't believe what I was doing, you know. I mean,
I'm bigger than, you know, I was bigger than what I was supposed to be. I mean, I was a big boy, you know, I've worked out, I played football, you know, I was great at it, and he couldn't believe it.
Wow.
His mind was blown.
Well, Isaiah, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm sure that's going to be a great testimony to a lot of people. So thank you for sharing that.
All right, thank you all. Y'all have a good day.
All right, Miracle Monday continues. Next up, Ed.
Next, we go to Jacksonville, North Carolina. Jeremy is on the line. Jeremy, welcome to the program today.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
What would you like to share with our listeners here on Miracle Monday?
Well, my mom was I was born in 1973. My mom was followed Christ in 76. When I was 10 years old, I had been swimming in the pool a lot during the summer break between school. And, you know, I got a earache, and I was down for about 3 days. Couldn't eat, couldn't walk, just bad pain. And my mom prayed for me. She laid her hands on me in the name of Jesus. And I prayed with her, and I felt something being pulled out of my ear, and the pain was gone, and it never came back. And I totally give God the glory, and it's really good for everybody to share with everybody else these miracles, because it's everywhere, all over the whole earth, and praying in the name of Jesus Christ.
So that was an instantaneous healing, you mean? Instantaneous. She
yes, sir.
Prayed and everything went. Wow. That's awesome, Jeremy.
I pray with her.
Hey. Sir. All right, thank you for sharing that, Jeremy. That's going to be a real encouragement to those listening.
Yes, sir. All over the world, what's going on?
All right. Thank you, Jeremy.
American Family Radio. You can listen to American Family Radio on the internet at afr.net. Afr.net, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can listen to American Family Radio on the internet. Just log on to afr.net. You can also listen to American Family Radio on your iPhone or your other kind of smartphone and your electronic device, like an iPad, for example. You can listen to American Family Radio. It takes you about 60 seconds to download. Now, this is a modern miracle of technology, okay? The way you can do this, you can download that app in about 60 seconds. And then you can hear American Family Radio on your smartphone or your iPad or something like that. Clear as a bell anywhere in the world, as long as they have high-speed internet. So take advantage of that if you can't get AFR over your FM radio dial. American Family Radio,
you
Miracle
can also
Monday.
Listen live streaming to the programming on AFR.net.
Yes, so. Yes. I just said that about 1 minute ago.
You can, you know, we also have apps, Tim. If you tell them about the apps?
I said that about 45 okay. seconds ago. Yeah, but I appreciate you following up just to make sure I didn't miss anything.
That's right.
Okay. American Family Radio, who's up next?
All right. We go to Tuscumbia, Alabama. Marcus, welcome to Miracle Monday.
Hello.
Yes. How are you, Marcus?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I'm doing great. I'm blessed.
All right. What would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, back January 30th of 1998, I had a motorcycle wreck. I hit a tree head-on doing about 65 with no helmet.
Wow.
When I hit the tree, the whole right side of my body actually made impact. I had a 2-inch diameter piece of skull missing out the right side of my head. I had a broke neck, and I was pronounced dead at the scene by the paramedics. The paramedics could not find that piece of skull that went inside my head. They took me on to the hospital, and which at the hospital I was pronounced dead also. They had the hospital had to pick gravel out of my brain. They med-flighted me to another Huntsville and another hospital in Huntsville, Alabama, and where I was pronounced dead on the helicopter also. And at this point, they have still not found that piece of skull. And some friends of the family, some gospel singers, I used to sing gospel music, they went to the tree that I hit, and they found that piece of skull. They took it to the police department and told them, look, there's a boy in Huntsville that needs this. They rushed it to Huntsville Hospital. And when I arrived on the helicopter, there were six surgeons on top of the hospital waiting on me. Three of them were brain surgeons. When they rolled me off onto the hospital, they unbandaged my head. And all I had was three scratches on the side of my face, on my cheek. It was a 15-minute flight from Helen Keller Hospital to Huntsville Hospital on the helicopter. And in that 15 minutes, God had completely healed my head. And a little later, the piece of skull had arrived to the hospital, and the doctors didn't know what to do with it because they could not find a place for it. Like I said, I had a broken neck. I was in a coma. And they told my parents that if I lived, I would be brain dead or a vegetable. I was on a ventilator. The doctor told my mom that it was inevitable that I would get pneumonia being on the ventilator. And my mom told the doctor straight up, she said, no, he won't. It's not in your hands. It's not in my hands. It's in God's hands. And she says, I've already prayed about it, and it's done. But I was on a ventilator. I did not get pneumonia. I was in a coma. I woke up out of my coma after 10 days. They were told that if I lived, I would be in the hospital for months, possibly a year.
Okay, hey Marcus, let me clarify the story here. I'm a little confused, so maybe the listeners are too. You were pronounced dead three times, right? And then on one of the helicopter, the second helicopter flight, by the time you landed, you had come back to life?
No, I was pronounced dead. I was in and out of consciousness. I was in a coma. But in the 10 or 15 minute flight on the helicopter, my head was completely healed.
Okay.
The piece of skull my skull was completely grew back. My hair was there. And when they unbandaged me, all I had was three scratches on my right cheek.
Wow. And so how long were you in the hospital?
I was in there exactly 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I woke up out of my coma complaining about the neck brace. They were going to put a halo on my head. If nobody knows what that is, it's all the metal brackets.
Yeah, the screws, yeah.
They were going to do the halo. When I woke up, they brought in the portable x-ray machine. And about 15 minutes later, they came back and says, his neck is not broke. Pull the neck brace off.
Wow.
I was not in the hospital for months or a year. I was in there for exactly 14 days. The doctors could not believe it. They didn't know, they didn't know what to think. I come home from the hospital. Of course, I had to go through physical therapy and learn to walk again and everything else. But people look at me and they're like, it's impossible, or the doctors did great. It's not the doctors. It's not in their hands. Only thing I could tell people is there was somebody on that bike with me that day I could not see.
Yeah. Hey, Marcus, thanks for calling, my friend. We appreciate it very much from Tuscumbia, Alabama. And praise the Lord that you're alive and well and you survived that and God protected you and healed you. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, AFR.net. We thank you for calling. It's Miracle Monday, so we're taking calls from around the country, people who've had miracles happen in their lives or someone they know, and we had a lot of powerful testimonies.
Some extraordinary miracles.
Yeah. Yeah, as opposed to a regular miracle. We want the extraordinary miracles. You got a regular miracle? Let's have
regular Miracle Monday sometime?
Someday we'll do a regular miracle. Right now, we want extraordinary.
Extraordinary miracle. Yeah. This is Extraordinary Miracle Monday.
Yes. Go ahead. Who's up next?
Thank you. Batesville, Mississippi. Deborah is on the line. Deborah, welcome to Miracle Monday.
Well, thank you. I'm calling about my granddaughter.
Well, you go right ahead and go ahead and share it.
When she was between the ages of 2 and 3, we noticed she started swelling in her stomach, and one side was getting flat, and the other side just kept swelling and bigger. First, they told us that it was gas, and we were treated for gas, but that didn't heal the problem. So we found that she was sent to St. Jude, and she had a tumor on one of her kidneys, and it become the size of a grapefruit.
Wow.
And they said we had bought it just in time. And they said if we had been a little longer, like another day, it would have burst and went all over her body, and it would have killed her. So she's a walking miracle today. And I just thank the good Lord for that.
And how old was she when you guys found out about this?
She's like two or three years old, and now she's 6 years old today and doing well with one kidney.
Okay, so they took the had to take the kidney because it was attached to it.
Yes, sir. It never did develop right.
Yeah,
it had a tumor on it,
okay.
And it was the size of a grapefruit. They gave us a picture of it. And there was another little girl who had the same problem, and unfortunately, and they were the same age. She didn't make it though.
Okay,
so I know my grandbaby was a walking miracle. I just thank God every day because he didn't have to do it for her either.
Right,
you know, it could have been vice versa. Very thankful.
Well, thank you, Deborah. We rejoice with you,
Tim. Y'all. I enjoy your radio station.
Well, thank you. Keep listening. We are very appreciative of our listeners. Keep praying for us, and we keep listening. Thank you, Deborah.
Yeah, bless y'all. Right,
bless you too, Deborah. Thank you for calling. You're listening to Miracle Monday. Deborah, where was she calling from? America?
Yeah, Batesville, Mississippi.
Oh, okay, Batesville, Mississippi. I tell you what, Ann, we can take one more phone. We can take another call here. We want to go to Casey calling from
Scotland Neck, North Carolina.
Scotland Neck, North Carolina.
We're going to take one more call after this, you think?
Yeah, let me give our phone number. It's 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840, Miracle Monday. Let's go to Casey next up.
Casey, welcome to Miracle Monday.
Hey guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. How you doing?
I'm good. Hope y'all are. I was calling today kind of just more to give encouragement to others that are out there that really feel like the devil is just out to get them when they're trying to do something good. And it just always seems like right when you're starting to do the good stuff for the Lord and serving how you're supposed to, then my family in particular has been hit from one thing after the next, from my in-laws losing everything in a house fire to family members with cancer. Our family's really been under a lot in the past year. But my husband and I are very, very active in our church, and my husband is actually our worship pastor. I help with the media and the kids program. And about 2 weeks ago, we were cooking out at our home. My husband had just come in off of our deck, bringing in steaks, and about to sit down and have a lot of family time with, you know, our family members. And the loudest noise that we had ever heard happened, and you know, we knew it was lightning, but we didn't realize the extent of the damage or anything. I mean, it was so loud. It really scared us. It knocked my brother-in-law on the ground. He was scared. And but anyways, we ended up finding out that we've got about $35,000 worth of damage to our home. And it's not any structural damage. It was all in my husband's music equipment, his recording software, his computers, our appliances. We pretty much lost every electronic in our home, which is, you know, just minor things. But for my husband to be so willing to serve and to share his music, he writes songs, and it's just been one attack after the next. So it really didn't surprise us that this had happened, but to the extent of it, it was very shocking. And then we've recently received our report from our insurance adjuster, and on their strike map, our home, you can see where our home is, and we actually were not struck by one lightning bolt. We were struck by four on every corner of our house.
Wow.
And it ended up being about 140,000 amps of energy that hit our home in a matter of seconds. So you can't tell me that the Lord's not watching out for us and that the devil can keep trying, but we're going to keep doing the Lord's will. And, I mean, even since then, I've had strangers come up to me and tell me things that that only the Lord could have told them to give to my family as encouragement, and really have told us that it's time for me and my husband to share our story and really just kind of get our testimony out there. And then I'm listening to you guys this morning, and here it's Miracle Monday, and I felt like I needed to call in, and this is kind of the first step to getting out there and sharing what's happened to
me. Amen.
Thank you, Casey. Appreciate you sharing that with our listeners.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
All right. We have time for one more call, Ed.
All right. We go to Carthage, Mississippi. Byron is on the line. Byron, welcome to Miracle Monday.
Oh, good to be here. But look, I want to let you know what happened to me. 4 years old, my dad was in the Army, stationed in Fort Benning, Georgia. I got run over by a car. A man and his wife are arguing. The oil pan bolts hit my skull. It dug about a 3-inch long by 1.5 inches wide by 1 inch deep gap in my head. 93-foot it drug me. 1970, I was in the VW van, and a log truck hit my mother, my grandfather, my aunt, and my grandfather in the van, and myself. Just what happened to the side door of the van opened up. I flew out 93-foot in the cornfield. It killed my grandfather and killed my aunt. And I was 7 years ago, I was on a Harley-Davidson electric line. I slid 94-foot, car pulled out in front of me, a work van, rather. And the way I landed, the visor were on my helmet, which is about an inch, 1.5 inches long, and my hands were under my chest and my boots. That's what I drug 94-foot. That burned off, and I lived. But the two guys that had wrecks before me at that same place were fatalities.
Wow.
That's a miracle, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's three of them.
Three, you survived three terrible accidents. Well, the first one, you were run over, but you know,
yeah, right.
you just need to just stay in the house, Byron. That's what you.
Well, I got six more to go. I think I'm not sure.
Well, you get your nine lives through.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God, because I know that's He's there. You know, I wasn't born again, but I was a kid, and the last wreck I had, I was accepted Christ, my personal Savior. In 91, and I know what happens. He does things that we don't know, but
right,
he takes care of us, buddy.
That's right.
The hand of God.
Byron, thank you so much for sharing that with our listeners, okay?
You got it, buddy.
All right, take care.
Love you guys. Later, buddy.
Appreciate it. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We thank all those who have called this hour, Miracle Monday. And, wow, just some encouraging stories there.
I know it. That's. I think that this is, as you pointed out, let the redeemed of the Lord say so at the beginning of the hour. That's kind of the theme when we have Miracle Monday on the first Monday of each month. We just want to let, and we're probably going to have lots of those kind of stories in heaven as we, look back and glorify God for all the things He's done.
Yeah.
As Byron shared, things we don't know about that he's done for us. So, this has been a good first hour of Today's Issues.
In many cases, entertaining angels unaware.
Right.
Isn't that what the Bible says?
It does say that.
Sometimes angels intervene. They're God's agents. And
right.
We don't necessarily
know that they're angels.
See them or know that they're angels. We had a show one time on people who have had encounters with angels as appearing as people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've heard a lot of those stories.
That would be
fascinating program, wouldn't it? Okay, what we're going to do now is take 5 minutes for news, and then Ed and I'll be back with more another half hour of Today's Issues. We'll see you back here then.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.